This podcast is brought to you as a service by Navy Region Northwest Fleet and Family Support Programs. You can reach us toll-free at 866-854-0638 or email us at ffsp.cnrnw@navy.mil. Helping children with learning disabilities. Practical parenting tips for home and school. Has your child recently been diagnosed with a learning disability? Did you immediately begin to worry about how he or she will cope with school? It's only natural to want the best for your child, but academic success, while important, isn't the end goal. What you really want for your child is a happy and fulfilling life. With encouragement and the right support, your child can build a strong sense of self-confidence and a solid foundation for lifelong success. With encouragement and the right support, your child can build a strong sense of self-confidence and a solid foundation for lifelong success. When it comes to learning disabilities, look at the big picture. All children need love, encouragement, and support, and for kids with learning disabilities, such positive reinforcement can help ensure that they emerge with a strong sense of self-worth, confidence, and the determination to keep going even when things are tough. In searching for ways to help children with learning disabilities, remember that you are looking for ways to help them help themselves. Your job as a parent is not to cure the learning disability, but to give your child the social and emotional tools that he or she needs to work through the challenges. In the long run, facing and overcoming a challenge such as learning disability can help your child grow stronger and more resilient. Always remember that the way you behave and respond to challenges has a big impact on your child. A good attitude won't solve problems associated with a learning disability, but it can give your child hope and confidence that things can improve and that he or she will eventually succeed. It's important to be able to recognize a learning disorder. By understanding the different types of learning disorders and their signs, you can pinpoint specific challenges that your child faces and find a treatment program that works. So, tips for dealing with your child's learning disability. First, keep things in perspective. A learning disability isn't insurmountable. Remind yourself that everyone faces obstacles. It's up to you as a parent to teach your child how to deal with these obstacles without becoming discouraged or overwhelmed. Don't let the tests, school bureaucracy, and endless paperwork distract you from what's really important, giving your child plenty of emotional and moral support. Next, become your own expert. Do your own research and keep abreast of new developments in learning disability programs, therapies, and educational techniques. You may be tempted to look to others, teachers, therapists, doctors, for solutions, especially at first. But you are the foremost expert on your child, so take charge when it comes to finding the tools he or she needs in order to learn. Be an advocate for your child. You may have to speak up time and time again to get special help for your child. Embrace your role as a proactive parent and work on your communication skills. It may be frustrating at times, but by remaining calm and reasonable, yet firm, you can make a huge difference for your child. Remember that your influence outweighs all others. Your child will follow your lead. If you approach learning challenges with optimism, hard work, and a sense of humor, your child is likely to embrace your perspective or at least see the challenges as a speed bump rather than a roadblock. Focus your energy on learning what works for your child and implementing the best that you can. Focus on strengths, not weaknesses. Your child is not defined by his or her learning disability. A learning disability represents one area of weakness, but there are many more areas of strengths. Focus on your child's gifts and talents. Your child's life and schedule shouldn't revolve around the learning disability. Nurture the activities where he or she excels and make plenty of time for them. Helping children with learning disabilities, tip number one, take charge of your child's education. In this age of endless budget cuts and inadequately funded schools, your role in your child's education is more important than ever. Don't sit back and let someone else be responsible for providing your child with the tools they need to learn. You can and should take an active role in your child's education. If there is a demonstrated educational need, the school is required by law to develop an individualized education plan, an IEP, that delivers some educational benefit but not necessarily one that maximizes student achievement. Parents who want the best for their kids may find this standard frustrating. Understanding special education laws and your school's guidelines for services will help you get the best support for your child at school. Your child may be eligible for many kinds of accommodations and support services, but the school might not provide the services unless you ask for them. Tips for communicating with your child's school. Being a vocal advocate for your child can be challenging. You'll need superior communication and negotiation skills and the confidence to defend your child's right to a proper education. First, clarify your goals. Before meetings, write down what you want to accomplish. Decide what is most important and what you're willing to negotiate. Next, be a good listener. Allow school officials to explain their opinions. If you don't understand what someone is saying, ask for clarification. What I hear you saying is... That phrase can help ensure that both parties understand. Next, offer new solutions. You have the advantage of not being a part of the system and may have some new ideas. Do your research and find examples of what other schools have done. Next, keep the focus. The school system is dealing with a larger number of children. You are only concerned with your child. Help the meeting stay focused on your child. Mention your child's name frequently and don't drift into generalizations. Resist the urge to fight larger battles. Stay calm, collected, and positive. Go to the meeting assuming that everyone wants to help. If you say something you regret, simply apologize and try to get back on track. And finally, don't give up easily. If you're not satisfied with the school's response, try again. Recognize the limitations of the school system. Parents sometimes make the mistake of investing all of their time and energy into the school as the primary solution for their child's learning disability. It is better to recognize that the school situation for your child will probably never be perfect. Too many regulations and limited funding mean that the services and accommodations for your child may not be exactly what you envision for them. This will probably cause you frustration, anger, and stress. Try to recognize that the school will only be one part of the solution for your child and leave some of the stress behind. Your attitude of support, encouragement, and optimism will have the most lasting impact on your child. Helping children with learning disabilities, tip number 2. Identify how your child learns best. Everyone, learning disability or not, has their own unique learning style. Some people learn best by seeing, reading, others by listening, and still others by doing. You can help a child with a learning disability by identifying his or her primary learning style. Is your child a visual learner, an auditory learner, or a kinesthetic learner? Once you've figured out how he or she learns best, you can take steps to make sure that type of learning is reinforced in the classroom and during home study. The following lists will help you determine what type of learner your child is. Is your child a visual learner? If your child is a visual learner, he or she may learn best by seeing or reading. They do well when the material is presented and tested visually, not verbally. Your child benefits from written notes, directions, diagrams, charts, maps, and pictures. Your child may love to draw, read, and write, and is probably a good speller. Is your child an auditory learner? If your child is an auditory learner, then he or she may learn best by listening, does well in lecture-based learning environments and on oral reports and tests, benefits from classroom discussions, spoken directions, study groups. They may love music, languages, and being on stage. And finally, is your child a kinesthetic learner? If your child is a kinesthetic learner, then he or she learns best by doing and moving. Does well when he or she can move, touch, explore, and create in order to learn. Your child benefits from hands-on activities, lab classes, props, skits, field trips. They may love sports, drama, dance, martial arts, and arts and crafts. Studying tips for different types of learners. Tips for visual learners. Use books, videos, computers, visual aids, and flashcards. Make detailed, color-coded, or highlighted notes. Make outlines, diagrams, and lists. Use drawings and illustrations, preferably in color. Take detailed notes in class. Tips for auditory learners. Read notes or study materials out loud. Use word associations and verbal repetition to memorize. Study with other students. Talk things through. Listen to books on tape or other audio recordings. Use a tape recorder to listen to lectures again later. And tips for kinesthetic learners. Get hands-on. Do experiments and take field trips. Use activity-based study tools like role-playing or model building. Study in small groups and take frequent breaks. Use memory games and flashcards. Study with music on in the background. Helping children with learning disabilities, tip number 3. Think life success rather than school success. Success means different things to different people, but your hopes and dreams for your child probably extend beyond good report cards. Maybe you hope that your child's future includes a fulfilling job and satisfying relationships, for example, or happy family and a sense of contentment. The point is that success in life, rather than just school success, depends not on academic, but on things like a healthy sense of self, the willingness to ask for and accept help, the determination to keep trying in spite of challenges, and the ability to form healthy relationships with others, and other qualities that aren't as easy to quantify as grades and SAT scores. A 20-year study that followed children with learning disabilities into adulthood identified the following 6 life success attributes. By focusing on these broad skills, you can help give your child a huge leg up in life. Learning disabilities and success number 1, self-awareness and self-confidence. For children with learning disabilities, self-awareness, knowledge about strengths, weaknesses, and special talents, and self-confidence are very important. Struggles in the classroom can cause children to doubt their abilities and question their strengths. Ask your child to list his or her strengths and weaknesses, and talk about your own strengths and weaknesses with your child. Encourage your child to talk to adults with learning disabilities and ask about their challenges as well as their strengths. Work with your child on activities that are within his or her capabilities. This will help build feelings of success and competency. Help your child develop his or her strengths and passions. Feeling passionate and skilled in one area may inspire hard work in other areas too. Learning disabilities and success number 2, being proactive. A proactive person is able to make decisions and take action to resolve problems or achieve goals. For people with learning disabilities, being proactive also involves self-advocacy, for example, asking for a seat in the front of the classroom, and willingness to take responsibility for choices. Talk with your learning disabled child about problem solving and share how you approach problems in your life. Ask your child how he or she approaches problems. How do problems make him or her feel? How does he or she decide what action to take? If your child is hesitant to make choices and take action, try to provide some safe situations to test the water, like choosing what to make for dinner or thinking of a solution for a scheduling conflict. Discuss different problems, possible decisions, and outcomes with your child. Have your child pretend to be part of the situation and make his or her own decisions. Have your child pretend to be part of the situation and make his or her own decisions. Learning disabilities and success number 3, perseverance. Perseverance is the drive to keep going despite challenges and failures, and the flexibility to change plans if things aren't working. Children or adults with learning disabilities may need to work harder and longer because of their disability. Talk with your learning disabled child about times when he or she persevered. Why did he or she keep going? Share stories about when you have faced challenges and not given up. Discuss what it means to keep going even when things aren't easy. Talk about the rewards of hard work as well as the opportunities missed by giving up. When your child has worked hard but failed to achieve his or her goal, discuss different possibilities for moving forward. Learning disabilities and success number 4, the ability to set goals. The ability to set realistic and attainable goals is a vital skill for life success. It also involves the flexibility to adapt and adjust goals according to changing circumstances, limitations, or challenges. Help your child identify a few short or long-term goals and write down steps and a timeline to achieve these goals. Check in periodically to talk about the progress and make adjustments as needed. Talk about your own short and long-term goals with your child, as well as what you do when you encounter obstacles. Celebrate with your child when he or she achieves a goal. If certain goals are proving too hard to achieve, talk about why and how plans or goals might be adjusted to make them possible. Learning disabilities and success number 5, knowing how to ask for help. Strong support systems are key for people with learning disabilities. Successful people are able to ask for help when they need it and reach out to others for support. Help your child nurture and develop good relationships. Model what it means to be a good friend and a relative so your child knows what it means to help and support others. Demonstrate to your child how to ask for help in family situations. Share examples of people needing to help and how they got it and why it is good to ask for help. Present your child with role-play scenarios that might require help. Learning disabilities and success number 6, the ability to handle stress. If children with learning disabilities learn how to regulate stress and calm themselves, they will be much better equipped to overcome challenges. Use words to identify feelings and help your child learn to recognize specific feelings. Ask your child what words they would use to describe stress. Does your child recognize when he or she is feeling stressed? Encourage your child to identify and participate in activities that will help reduce stress, like sports, games, music, or writing in a journal. Ask your child to describe activities and situations that make them feel stressed. Break down the scenarios and talk about how overwhelming feelings of stress and frustration might be avoided. Recognizing stress in your child. It's important to be aware of different ways in which stress can manifest. Your child may behave very differently than you do when he or she is under stress. Some signs of stress are more obvious: agitation, trouble sleeping, and worries that won't shut off. But some people, children included, shut down, space out, and withdraw when stressed. It's easy to overlook these signs, so be on the lookout for any behavior that's out of the ordinary. Helping children with learning disabilities, tip number 4, emphasize healthy lifestyle habits. It may seem like common sense that learning involves the body as well as the brain, but your child's eating, sleep, and exercise habits may be even more important than you think. If children with learning disabilities are eating right and getting enough sleep and exercise, they will be better able to focus, concentrate, and work hard. Exercise. Exercise isn't just good for the body, it's good for the mind. Regular physical activity makes a huge difference in mood, energy, and mental clarity. Encourage your learning disabled child to get outside, move, and play. Rather than tiring out your child and taking away from schoolwork, regular exercise will actually help him or her stay alert and attentive throughout the day. Exercise is also a great antidote to stress and frustration. Diet. A healthy, nutrient-rich diet will aid your child's growth and development. A diet full of whole grains, fruits, vegetables, and lean protein will help boost mental focus. Be sure your child starts the day with a good breakfast and doesn't go more than 4 hours between meals or snacks. This will help keep his or her energy levels stable. Sleep. Learning disability or not, your child is going to have trouble learning if he or she is not well rested. Kids need more sleep than adults do. On average, preschoolers need from 11 to 13 hours per night. Middle school children need about 10 to 11 hours, and teens and preteens need from 8.5 to 10 hours. You can help make sure your child is getting the sleep he or she needs by enforcing a set bedtime. The type of light emitted by electronic screens like computers, televisions, iPods, iPads, portable video players, etc., is activating to the brain. So you can also help by powering off all electronics at least an hour or two before lights out. Encouraging healthy emotional habits. In addition to healthy physical habits, you can also encourage children to have healthy emotional habits. Like you, they may be frustrated by the challenges presented by their learning disability. Try to give them outlets for expressing their anger, frustration, or feelings of discouragement. Listen when they want to talk and create an environment open to expression. Doing so will help them connect with their feelings and eventually learn how to calm themselves and regulate their emotions. Helping children learn with learning disabilities, tip number 5, take care of yourself too. Sometimes the hardest part of parenting is remembering to take care of you. It's easy to get caught up in what your child needs while forgetting your own needs. But if you don't look after yourself, you run the risk of burning out. It's important to tend to your physical and emotional needs so that you're in a healthy space for your child. You won't be able to help your child if you're stressed out, exhausted, and emotionally depleted. When you're calm and focused, on the other hand, you're better able to connect with your child and help him or her be calm and focused too. Your spouse, friends, and family members can be helpful teammates if you can find a way to include them and learn to ask for help when you need it. Tips for taking care of yourself. First, learn how to manage stress in your own life. Make daily time for yourself to relax and decompress. Next, keep the lines of communication open with your spouse, family, and friends. Ask for help when you need it. Next, take care of yourself by eating well, exercising, and getting enough rest. Then, join a learning disorder support group. The encouragement and advice you'll get from other parents can be invaluable. And finally, enlist teachers, therapists, and tutors whenever possible to share some responsibility for day-to-day academic responsibilities. Communicate with family and friends about your child's learning disability. Some parents keep their child's learning disability a secret, which can, even with the best intentions, look like shame or guilt. Without knowing, extended family and friends may not understand the disability or think that your child's behavior is stemming from laziness or hyperactivity. Once they are aware of what's going on, they can support your child's progress. Within the family, siblings may feel that their brother or sister with a learning disability is getting more attention, less discipline, and preferential treatment. Even if your other children understand that the learning disability creates special challenges, they can easily feel jealous or neglected. Parents can curb these feelings by reassuring all of their children that they are loved, providing homework help, and by including family members in any special routines for the child with a learning disability. The information in this podcast was based on information from an article found at helpguide.org, helpguide.org. If you have questions about this topic or want to gather more information, please call Fleet and Family Support Programs toll-free at 866-854-0638 or visit our website at www.navylifepnw.com, spelled NAVYLIFEPNW.COM. Thank you for listening.